Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Purpose Filter. I hope you are doing incredible. I know it has been a few more weeks, and I hope that you had a wonderful end to your summer or winter, if you're perhaps listening to the show from down under, and a great beginning to your September. I just came back from vacation and just doing a lot of thinking and brainstorming, strategizing about the direction of the podcast, my business, my life in general. And so it's been really nice to just have that time to recalibrate in a sense. So if you are back here with me listening to this episode, thank you so, so much for being here with me, and let's get to it, okay? So while I was away, we were in Europe again, and it's just convenient from the East Coast. There were a lot of reflections that I had from the tours that we took, museums, experiences, just conversations with my husband and with other people during the trip that I'll share over the next few episodes. And, you know, my husband and I were talking throughout this trip about how lucky and how grateful we felt about, you know, one, even being able to take this trip, two, about just that we have been able to create our lives and to design our schedules in a way where we do have more flexibility with having our own businesses and taking some time away from my job at the hospital, for me specifically, and being able to do this. And I was thinking about how we're able to do this. And one thing that kept coming up for me, which I wanted to talk about in this episode, is my relationship with the status quo, aka the current situation, aka literally the Latin translation, which is the state in which. And more specifically, which is how I relate to my circumstances in the status quo when I am unhappy with them. I remember long ago, I joined someone's relationship coaching course, and I was going through the modules, and they said something which were along the lines of, if you are unhappy with something, change it. And it seems so simple, like so simple. If you're unhappy with something, change it. Okay, duh. But at that time, it felt so empowering for me because it was like, oh, I have some control over how my life goes. And, you know, maybe not 100%, but certainly more and way more than I initially thought. And so I'll give you some examples. A lot of people will say that I'm pretty perceptive, and I like to think so myself as well. We were sitting in a restaurant, fully booked this place, and for good reason, the food was delicious. And we would see people through the window peering in, being like, oh, that place looks full. Okay, people look like they're really happy. And then they would look at the menu outside. Then they would walk in and look around and, you know, talk to someone. The owner would come out and be like, oh, is there a table? And the owner would say, no, we're fully booked. And here's what happened. Most people would walk away and be like, oh, they're fully booked. Okay. Some people then asked a follow-up question. Oh, hey, are you open for lunch maybe? Oh, what about dinner for tomorrow? Oh, we're here for 5 more days. What about 2 days from now? And actually, those people who asked follow-up questions were the ones who got subsequent reservations. It was weird. It was almost as if the owner was testing these people. Like, how interested are you really in wanting to dine at my establishment? Because I'm just going to tell you no, because that's the truth. We're fully booked. But if you asked, like, hey, can we come another day? Then he would be like, oh, yeah, we have this reservation at this time for another day. And those people were like, okay, cool, we'll come back. And actually, that's how we were able to get that reservation. We asked the day before. He said no. We were like, actually, you know what? We're here tomorrow. Can you fit us in? He goes, yeah, absolutely. And again, maybe it was some people's last night there and they didn't have other days to come back. And maybe those people were perhaps more conditioned or accustomed to accept the owner's no or the status quo as default, as the way it is and that there was no other possibility for something different. And it's a combination of like persistence, open-mindedness, resourcefulness. And I'll share with you a little bit. There was an economist named Michael Hausman who was leading a project to figure out why some customer service agents stayed in their jobs longer than others. They had data spanning 30,000 employees who were handling calls for banks and airlines, cell phone companies. And this guy looked at all sorts of data to see what was the difference between the people who stayed in their jobs versus the people who left, right? And so what they realized was that there was a correlation between browser preference, i.e. what internet browser people used to log in to apply for their jobs. And so employees who used Firefox or Chrome to browse the web remained in their jobs 15% longer than those who used Internet Explorer or Safari. So he controlled for other things like technological savviness and all this stuff. And it was the same thing. Firefox and Chrome users were 19% less likely to miss work than the Internet Explorer and Safari users, right? Then he looked at performance, sales, customer satisfaction, call length. The Firefox and Chrome users had significantly higher sales, call times were shorter, and their customers were happier too. After 90 days on the job, the Firefox and Chrome users had customer satisfaction levels that the Internet Explorer and Safari users only got after 120 days at work. And so the thought is that the default on Windows PC is Internet Explorer. The default web browser on Mac is Safari. The people who used Firefox or Chrome had to take an extra step to download Firefox or Chrome, right? And so what they realized was that you have to take a little bit of initiative to seek out an option that might be better. And that little tiny act of initiative is a window into what you do at work, right? The customer service agents who accept the defaults of Internet Explorer and Safari, they approached their job the same way. They stayed on script. They followed standard operating procedures. They saw their job descriptions as fixed. So when they were unhappy with work, they started missing days and eventually they just quit. The other employees who chose Firefox and Chrome, they looked for different ways of selling to customers and of addressing their concerns. When they encountered a situation they did not like, they fixed it. They took an initiative to improve their circumstances. And because of that, they had little reason to leave. And they created essentially the jobs that they wanted. But they were the exception. That was a minority of the group, right? So many of us accept the default in our own lives. And that's what I want to ask you. What's a status quo, a default circumstance in your life right now that you'd like to change, that you're unhappy with? How much of it is due to fear that maybe this is as good as it gets for you, that someone like you should be quote unquote grateful for what you do have, and that it's wrong or selfish to want more or to want something better? How much is it that you maybe haven't seen enough evidence of people like you doing what you want to be doing? Look, there's always going to be defaults and status quos in your life, in everyone's life. Do this experiment with me, okay? I want you to picture, let's say, an airline pilot. I want you to see their face, eyes, lips, hair, nose. You got a picture? Okay, cool. Now, picture a server at your local diner. How about a CEO, a content creator, a nurse, a janitor, a homeless person, a burglar, a veterinarian? Now, how many of those faces you saw were white, male, female, non-binary, people of color? When I said think of an airline pilot, did you immediately see a Black woman's face? Because I'll be honest, I didn't. And I don't want that to be the case. I want to immediately be able to see more and more and more women, people of color, and, you know, not the default that society has thrown in our faces, right? There are other studies where they've shown that the people who suffer the most because of inequalities, financial, socioeconomic, are paradoxically the ones most likely to uphold them because they were taught, you know, quote unquote, that's just the way the world is. I want us to be able to challenge what's expected of a cisgender white man, to challenge what society thinks a woman of color could or could never amount to, right? And look, here's the thing. I'm sharing this about status quo to remind you of how much control and power and influence you are able to exert over your own life, over your own circumstances. Because, you know, life isn't fair. It's not always going to go our way. There might be a path that's set out for you because of your gender or your race or your ethnicity, your background. Or maybe you have already started to walk down a certain path thus far, but it doesn't mean everything is set in stone. Change is possible. You're not stuck this way. You're not doomed to a soul-sucking job or a toxic relationship or an unsupportive friend group or anything like that. The power lies with you. And I hope that you will remember that.